the Naked Love Podcast with Theo Manderson
and Kaffee, aka A Cup of Kaffee.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Naked Love Podcast by Premier Gospel. I am Kaffee, aka A Cup of Kaffee.
And me, I'm Theo Manderson. And as the title says, we're getting naked with love.
Woo, woo. Now, last week was a hot topic. Sex toys. And honestly, that was, for me, I was a bit like, ooh, I was a bit uncomfortable. I was like, ooh, this is a bit of a weird topic. I felt like I didn't have much to contribute, you know. But, you know, we all learn, and I'm listening. I'm open-minded. Mm-hmm. So it was really, really good.
Does that mean that you brought a toy?
No.
Okay. Just asking. And as you can see, every week we like to keep it real. As we've already had some interesting topics, as we had sex toys, we've had finances, we've had, what else have we had? I can't remember. Black love.
So many things.
Marriage. I can't, you know what? Listen back to the old previous episodes, because I can't keep up to date with what's happening there. So we've had children in marriage as well. So if you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. And if you want to get involved, how can they get involved, Kaffee?
Well, we really, really want to hear from you guys. You guys know you can get in touch with any of your relationship queries, questions, dilemmas, and each episode we will dip into the emails and pick one. Mm-hmm. So please send them to studio2@premier.org.uk. That is studio2@premier.org.uk. And of course, you can get in touch via all the socials. You can find us on Premier Gospel across the board. And also, you can use the hashtag Naked Love Podcast. Mm-hmm. So, you know what time it is, Theo?
Yep, it's that time.
NL Street time, yes. Baby.
This week on NL Street.
Why do you always do that, Jason?
Do what?
When I try to pull you up on something, you get so defensive.
Well, of course I do. You're accusing me of something. Of course I'm going to get defensive.
Yeah. It's this whole attitude that comes with it. This attitude that I can see now. Why do you have to kiss your teeth about it? All I asked you was why you've chosen to go to that work event this weekend when you knew we had a church gathering. You always do this.
For goodness sake, Jade. It's once in a while. You're becoming such a nag.
What? And you're becoming rude. Temmie thinks you need some kind of counselling.
Temmie?
Yes, Temmie.
What has this got to do with Temmie?
Nothing. I was just chatting to her about how things have been lately.
So you're telling other people our business?
It's hardly other people. Temmie's my best mate.
Don't you respect me or our marriage? Don't go chatting our business to other people, Jade.
I wasn't chatting our business. I was just having a heart-to-heart with my best friend because I honestly just don't know how to deal with you these days.
What? Now you've also given her the right to start meddling in our relationship. This is our marriage.
I know. So you're saying I can't even talk to my friend about my life anymore?
Your life? Yes. Our life? No.
More from NL Street next week.
So today, as you're going to see, we're talking about boundaries in marriage and in all relationships.
Yep. I think this is such a good subject. If you guys know me, you know I'm all about the boundaries. Yes. All about the boundaries. So first of all, what are boundaries? Like when I say the word boundaries, people think, oh gosh, here we go.
Yes.
But boundaries help you define what you are comfortable with and how you would like to be treated by others.
Some people like to talking about boundaries. It's almost like it's a new buzzword. Especially, is it a new thing for you, boundaries?
Nope. No? I remember reading a book called, I think it was called Boundaries. Boundaries. God. And it was such a good book. This was years ago, before I was married, before I was even in a relationship. And trust me, I learned so much from it. And I'm an advocate for boundaries. Trust me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what? Over time, I've learned about boundaries. I've learned to put in boundaries because I'm a free spirit. So yeah, boundaries it's a new buzzword for me.
Yeah.
And it's a new buzzword for me. I mean, put that one.
I think you may, even if you haven't called it boundaries before, you may have like been upholding them without even knowing. I mean, we have boundaries in so many different areas, like social media. Like if people comment nonsense about me, you get blocked. Do you know what I mean?
Is that how you deal with it?
Honestly, I don't have time. I'm like, if you want to come onto my page, like you have, it's your, like I am giving you permission to access me. True, if you use and abuse that permission to act, you get blocked. Like straight up. And it was so liberating when I discovered the block button. I was like, woo, this button is good. I pressed it and it just gives me peace of mind. Like, you don't deserve access to me if you're going to come and be abusing me on my page or chatting rubbish or anything like that. There's some people that I first of all restrict and I see, okay, are they going to comment something else bad again? And then if they do again, then block it is. Yeah, there's also boundaries at work. Like, for example, when your work time finishes, your work time finishes. Like, if you finish at 5:30 p.m., not responding to emails or calls about work after that time.
I'm a firm believer in that one.
Sorry?
I'm a believer in that one.
Yeah, because you need to have those, again, boundaries in place.
That's why I don't have work emails on my phone.
See, that's good.
Yeah.
That's very, very good.
Have you done dating profiles? Did you ever go on a dating site? Were you ever?
I have once upon a time. I wasn't on it for long and I didn't have the guts to meet anybody on there. But I was one of the people that if you're going to chat with me, let's just meet up straight away. Like, mm-mm. I didn't want to do the whole back and forth texting. Wow. I just thought, let's just meet up.
Straight away.
Honestly. But then in the end, I never actually did.
You didn't follow through with your own thing.
Yeah. But there are, like, you can have boundaries on dating profiles. Like, if somebody starts saying, I have a fetish for feet, I don't know, mm-mm. or for, you know, chocolate.
True.
You could just be like, nope, that's a no for
me. I've never been in one of them, so you know, I don't know what they look like. You have boundaries with your friends. That's a good one.
Yes, you can.
Boundaries with friends.
You can. Like, learning to, you know,
you have to know which ones, who is what.
Yeah, and also saying no to some friends sometimes as well. It's not like every time that they invite you out, you have to go to every single thing, especially, you know, when you may not be in the same situation as them. You may not have the same amount of free time. You may not have the same amount of money available.
So you shouldn't feel guilty.
No, definitely not. So, you know, I mean, it's interesting because, again, you know, I mentioned it before. Sometimes I feel like this whole new life, are we being a bit selfish? You know, are people just feeling a bit entitled, trying to orchestrate the perfect life and butt out any inconveniences? Or is there actually wisdom in setting boundaries?
There is wisdom in setting boundaries, 100. Especially where boundaries, to me, need to be set more is in church.
Oh.
They need to have more boundaries in church.
Tell me more.
They need to, because one thing church will drain you. Mm-hmm. Literally drain the life out of you till you don't want to go back in. You start shaking in a corner.
Yeah.
Especially if they know that you're willing, they will take advantage of it.
I see.
And if you don't, I remember when I was, before I got married and I was at church and I was doing this and passed the phone or something. Yep. My wife said, no, you have to learn to say no. You can't always be on their beck and call, like, that's at the end of the phone. No, what about us, the family here? Yes. You've got to be here. And I've met pastors as well.
That's what I was just about to mention.
Like, the older pastors who kind of regret not being at home as much as they were out Aww. With the flock, because they were so busy tending to everybody else, they forgot to tend to their own sheep at home.
That's it. So, and I've got friends who are pastors'
PKs,
kids.
Yeah,
PKs.
A lot of them, and most of them are far from church,
exactly.
not interested because of that.
And they have a lot of resentment towards their parents because they felt like the church congregation got all the love and they didn't get anything. There was nothing left for them to get. Not even that they didn't get it, there just wasn't anything left.
And they saw their
dad to be offered.
You know, they saw their mum and dad. Oh, your dad must be great at home. He's so fun and
jovial. He's so nice. He's so lovely.
Yeah. That time he's at home, he's a miserable wreck. He's lucky if he's awake and, you know, he's disciplinarian and he's strict. And you lot get the fun dad. You don't get that dad. And they didn't get to go on holidays or nothing, some of them
either. So, it's true, you know, it's true. I feel, you know, again, church can be, because you just feel like, oh, it's for God, you know, God will strengthen me to do all
that's
things.
What,
I can do all things through Christ.
But,
you know, God also wants us to rest and he wants you to do all things through him well.
Yes.
Not half stank, like half, you know, and half awake, half this, half that, and not at the detriment to other people in your life. I feel like, you know, you spending time with your family and raising the family God gave you, that is giving glory to him as well,
that
as much as it
God's
is,
work.
You know, yeah, being in the church and supporting the church. So, you know, you're right.
It's hard, but it's for people to have that, you know, that strength and to say no. They can say no. It's not, you know, the church is just the church. In fact, you are the church.
Exactly.
So if you're not looking after yourself, I remember a lady, I was at church, she started to come out like in a rash, like boils and stuff in her body. She lost weight and all kinds of stuff because it was like the demand was on her, because they just church will just take advantage. Oh, so and so would do it without even asking. Like your name's on a list. Like, oh, okay. I did have something else planned that weekend, but
sometimes you know the quiet people will just feel too. Even if you're not quiet, you might just feel too much. You know.
Yeah.
You might just feel too scared to say no, or you just feel like I can't say no to the church because that's like saying no to God, you know.
Yeah, and that's how they make you feel. Yeah, don't feel that way.
There needs to be boundaries.
Don't feel that way, man. Don't feel that way. God knows your heart, so don't feel that way, man.
Exactly.
If you're feeling that way, that means something's not right. Yeah. You should be doing it with a willing heart, not like a resentful.
A cheerful giver, not a resentful giver. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And whether that's money, whether that's time, whether that's space, resentfully is not the way to go. No. Like, just do it with your heart and when you can, like, genuinely. So, yeah, I feel like boundaries help everyone involved, you know, show respect for each other. Yes, and, you know, it's just, you don't have resentment. Like, again, like you said, some people have actually left the church.
Oh,
but, you know, there's so many different areas. Church is one of them. Dating is one of them. Like, so I feel like there should be boundaries whilst you're dating.
Oh, here we go now. Here we go.
Oh, yes, sir. Uncle Peter always makes me feel like I'm the stickler. You always make me feel like I'm the goody two-shoes. I'm not the goody two-shoes.
I'm naughty. I'm bad. I'm troublesome. So I need correction.
Honestly, no, I definitely think there should be boundaries whilst dating. You know, something that is popular as Christians, that's is the physical one. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, how intimate are you going to be? Are you going to hold hands? Are you going to kiss and cuddle? Are you going to sleep side by side? Are you going to sleep in the same bed? Mm-hmm. Some Christians set very firm boundaries to protect each other and also their relationship with God. And, you know, some people plan to, and it doesn't always work out that way. Not always. So, you know, there's no condemnation in either way. But I feel like it's good to have those boundaries there. So, for example, these days, I'm not even joking, you know, some people in the church and out of the church, they don't even have boundaries. There's no boundaries even in exclusivity. No? It's just like, I'm talking to you, but I'm also talking to five other people at the same time.
Naughty, do you know what I mean? And he said, I'm bad? I ain't that bad.
No, like, this is, you know, people feel like, oh, I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket. Like, people just don't have
the
these.
They're
playing the field, and fair enough. But
is that in church?
No, I said, maybe.
I know it's happening in church.
Yeah, maybe. It's maybe in church as well. Yeah, because, again, you know, people don't want to think, this is just the one person. Yeah, but, again, if you set the boundaries, if you both agree, look, I'm both only talking to you. Mm. But we are exclusive. Not having, you know, this whole situationship stuff.
I love that word.
Ooh, I know, right? Like, ooh, are we together? Are we not? Are we exclusive? Are we not? You know, just communicate. Speak it out. See, do you know what I mean?
You lot are speaking a whole new language to me. Are we exclusive and all that?
Those
words don't mean anything to me.
Exclusive!
Like that. So it's just called playing the field, and you're not playing the field. And yeah, but in church, I was never, you know what it is? I never dated while I was in church.
Oh.
So I came into church pretty much married.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
So I done all that outside in the world.
Okay.
So I, yeah.
I mean, dating within the church can be quite interesting. It can be quite difficult.
I would have found
because,
it.
Because, yeah, really everybody hard. Kind of wants to prove that they're holier than thou.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't kind of want to be seen to be the person who's dating lots of different people because it makes
But it happens, though.
It happens. That's normal. I actually feel like there shouldn't be that fear of you thinking, oh, people are going to think I'm dating too many people. Like, if you've got to know somebody and that person isn't for you, that's okay. Yeah, move on. I feel like that's also a boundary that should be set. Once you realize, okay, you guys aren't compatible, or this person, you know, isn't the one for me, that should be a boundary as well, to cut it off at that point.
You should have the strength, courage to do
it. Yes, you should be able to, you know, not just stick it out because everybody has seen you together and say, oh, they're going to be such a cute couple.
So
they're going to be this, they're going to be that.
If you're dating, should you, like, make all your friends know that you're dating this person just in case it doesn't work out later on down the line? Should it be like, because if you're dating, I don't know, Mark, and then 2 weeks later you realize Mark's not the one, or Jennifer's not the one.
Yeah.
But everybody thinks, oh, Mark and Jennifer are going out together. That's going to be so great. And then they realize, oh, it's not working out. Oh, Mark's gone off with Paulette and Jennifer's gone off with Tony. Is it?
Yeah. See, that's a difficult one. Because I feel like.
Should you put a boundary there, like, to say, you know what? Let everybody know what we're doing.
Mm.
Let's just go out, get to know each other, and then as time progresses, should we then tell people? Because
I think it's not a bad idea. There could be a time limit that you put up and you say, you know, within a month or within 2 months, let's see how we're doing. Then we can decide whether we want to go public. If everything is still going all right, you could put up a time frame. I understand people's fears about it. I wish it wasn't the case that once you're seen with one person, then that's it. You know, it shouldn't be the case that, oh, you're seen with one person and then nobody else wants to see you with another person. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
But sometimes it's also nice to protect what you're creating in the beginning. But I remember being approached by someone in church and they were like, oh, you know, there's a lot of girls who want me. So I'm not even joking. I need to...
That is child playing.
Honestly, go on, my brother. He was like, you know, there's a lot of girls who want me and, you know, I wouldn't want you to face any abuse or to be treated badly by anybody else. So, you know, let's just keep this on the low. And for me, my spirit didn't feel right with that. Like, there's a way that you can tell. You can, like, keep things on the low, but it felt like you were trying to do things in darkness. So there's a line. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it felt to me like he was genuinely just trying to do this in darkness. Like there didn't seem to be much accountability around it. He was just kind of like, oh yeah, you know, other people might see us. And you know, it just... and I was thinking, gosh, he could be saying that same thing to four different girls within the church and none of us would know.
That's right.
Because of the way you're approaching
That's right.
So again, you know, conversations are healthy and you should feel peace about it in your spirit as well.
Yes, that's right.
You know, so you don't necessarily have to tell everybody straight away. You could decide a limit together and you can also decide, you know, when to meet the parents or something.
That's the one. I was gonna get to that.
Yes,
so,
go on.
Okay, because you're newly married. So when did you introduce your husband to your mother?
Well, because of the way me and my husband met, my mum already knew my husband.
Like, yeah, but I'm talking... yeah, but that's different.
Pretty much straight away.
Like, this is in front of you, sitting down, having dinner.
Straight
with
away.
Knife and fork.
Literally, I came out of the house.
And it was just like...
yeah,
that.
My mum
was there.
Came to Niger. He came, like, they pretty much straight away.
Okay. So there was no softening up, like, my mum's like this.
Oh, no. Nothing like that at all, actually.
I remember my wife to my family's house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my family's a bit weird, so...
You've said this before, and I really want to know in what way you keep
weird,
saying.
So I said, they're gonna touch you, they're going to want to get to know you, they're going to ask you all kind of revealing questions, and yeah, just a precursor. So I'm so...
fair
said,
enough.
So did. So she walked in there. And so said, touch her. Oh, she's, and then they're going to comment on your shape and all kind
Are
of.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, my sisters don't play, man. My sisters don't play. They come in and say, oh, she's got a big bum. Oh, she's got no bum. She's got this. Oh, she's got breasts. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Then my sisters don't play. I know they're going to listen and say, Fia, why are you saying that? But it's what you do. It's what they do.
Yeah, fair
if you
enough.
Came to the house, that's what they would do to you.
And you know,
my girl, you'd be just coming there and be like, who's this?
Wow, yeah. Wow.
They want
Fair
to get
enough.
To know you personally.
Yes, up close and personal,
yeah.
Baby.
Then they'll give you a nickname or maybe give you a nickname or whatever. Aww. Just depends, I don't know.
Cool. I mean, yeah, I guess it is different for each family. I feel like, again, you know, it is quite a big thing to say, okay, I'm introducing you. And sometimes what I also will say to any, you know, maybe people who are still searching, there are some guys who introduce everybody to their family and their friends.
Yeah.
But you don't know that. Nah. So it makes you feel really special.
Oh, I want you to see my mom.
Yeah, and you'll be like, oh my gosh, you'll be telling your friends, oh my gosh, he let me meet his parents. He really likes me. But they met everybody anyway. It's like not a thing.
Because
I remember...
some guys, it's a test, you know that?
It's
like a test.
Tests.
Like a test to see how you are with
around
my peoples. Yeah, with my family and stuff like that.
Okay.
So let me see how you carry yourself and... because to some people it's important how you are in their family.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is
fair
my
enough.
This is my test. I could take you on 100 dates and you'd be all perfect, but now you're in the fire.
Yes.
How are you going to behave? Can you cope? Can I leave you and I go off with my boys or whatever, have a drink and
come
I
back
leave with my sisters and how are you going to fare? Are you going to be
fair
uncomfortable?
Enough. Fair enough.
Are you going to give me grief? I don't like your mum. Well, you're out.
Out, yeah, out the door then.
Bye-bye. Oh, your sister, well, you out here.
See, so it's interesting because if you're a girl who normally you would only think you would meet the parents after, you know, someone is really serious about you and someone's on like maybe the second or third date and they say, oh, I would love you to meet your mom. You would think, wow, this guy is really serious about me, not knowing that this is their normal
course
testing, you know, period, or this is what they do as a test for everybody.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Very interesting.
Very interesting. Boundaries are interesting. As I said, I didn't really have boundaries before, but as I've gotten older and meeting my wife, who is very bound. Is it bound ridden? Is it
about? I don't know.
Some fancy word. Yeah. Isn't it? Some one of them fancy words.
You know.
So she's got lots of boundaries. You know, like, this is my time. This is this. Don't talk to me there. Blah blah blah. She sets boundaries up all the time.
It protects your peace. No joke. And honestly, again, sorry to keep talking about dating. The whole dating period. I feel like physical boundaries are really good. Yes. In the sense that it doesn't cloud your judgment about the person.
Yeah.
I feel like the minute you start to get physical, you just all of a sudden you see them in a good light. You're just like, oh my gosh, he's so amazing. I'm talking about a female perspective. No, I don't know if it's the same for the guys.
For a guy, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, he's like, sometimes.
Sometimes.
But as a girl, you just get so like, oh, he's so amazing. Like, you can't see the wood for the trees anymore. Yeah. All you see is this amazing guy because he knows how to caress you. Again, talking about love languages, if you're someone who is expressive by a physical touch and he knows how to touch you in the right way, it might just be a stroke, it might be the kisses on the forehead.
Hey, Charlie,
girls,
it's all
if
good.
You know what I'm talking about, let me know. But honestly, you know, sometimes it literally, those things like a kiss on the forehead, you just think, oh my gosh, he loves me. Like, do you know, honestly, I've been there and my feelings will escalate just because of how someone's held my hand. Do you know what I mean? So if those boundaries are there, they can be helpful because it helps you see things clearly without anything clouding
you know what?
Your judgment.
As females, I'm going to tell you, put those boundaries up because a guy will push it. We will push it and we will see how you respond and we're going to take full advantage
of whatever.
We're going to take full advantage because it's about the chase, isn't it? So that's going to take full advantage. So girls, young ladies, dating, nothing. Don't be touching the hands, no nothing. Just be strict down the line and be firm with it, man.
Nice.
You have to be firm with it.
Yeah.
You know, imagine that boundary is like your work because your boss trying to cross the boundary and you're like, no, I'm not doing this. Same with the dating. You have to be strict with it.
Yeah.
The time. Because as you said, once the guy gets inside you, your physical being, it's over, man.
It is.
It's over.
It is.
You're on a slippery slope.
Especially if they haven't had to work to get there.
Oh, yeah.
If they hadn't had to work to get there, people would be like, oh my gosh, why has he gone and ghosted me? Why is he not talking to me anymore? It's like,
make him work for it, man.
Yes. You allowed so much access to you so quickly.
Make him work.
He doesn't cherish it.
No, make him
work. You know? Okay, I'm glad. Oh, okay, me and Theo, Uncle Theo, are agreeing on this one.
Hey,
we've set in a record. We're setting a record.
Always make the guys work for it, man. Always make them work for it. Even to touch your hand's got to be a mission.
Aww.
Like, don't touch me. What? Really? Don't touch me.
Okay.
Me say not touch me.
Not touch me. Don't
back
touch
off,
me.
Back off. Back off. Back off, boy. And
I like that. I like that.
In the Caribbean, they're very strict to that.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
There's
a reason.
You talk,
do you know what I mean?
Gate,
it makes
you don't
sense.
Come inside the gate.
Oh wow.
Yeah, you come inside the gate. Whatever you can say to me inside, you can say to me at the gate.
Wow.
So the minute I've let you in, then I'm letting you in.
Wow, and so, that's a metaphor for everything. I'm letting you in my heart. I'm letting you in my
everything.
House.
So
I'm letting you in my
at
head.
At the gate, we can walk up the lane, but there's no holding hands. We just walk. We're talking. We're laughing. We're giggling, and you get to the gate. We're chatting. Duh, duh, and that's it. Bye. See you later.
For real.
Ciao.
Wow.
Go about
your
business.
Cool.
That's how
that's
they do
so
it.
Cool.
So that's the boundary there, and the gate becomes the boundary. Physical, like it's there.
I love that. I love that.
So there's mental boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So do you tell people your plans? Do you tell people your... But you're a busy female. Do you tell people your plans?
I used to. And then I think, I realized that there wasn't much purpose in it. I mean, there wasn't much I was receiving from telling it.
Mm.
Sometimes, you know, you would tell people your plans or your ideas, your desires. And unfortunately, some people, not everyone's on the same wavelength as you. So some people will speak ill over your desires, over your plans. And sometimes it can just take one person speaking or not believing in what you're trying to do to knock your whole confidence on the whole thing. So, you know, when it's a bit like Joseph and, you know, his brothers. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, God gave me a dream that I was going to rule. They were like, what? Come on, get out of here, man. You know, honestly, so I am a bit more, I do hold my cards to my chest a little bit more. When things are more concrete, then I can share. Or I have select people that I will share with, you know. And another thing that I've noticed, and I'll say this, this is, you know, probably you might think this is a bit strange, but sometimes if you have an idea, you telling people about it, and I read this actually, you speaking about what you want to do and the plans that you have releases the same chemicals in your brain as if you've done it.
Yeah.
So you feel excited. Oh, I'm telling, oh, I've got this amazing idea. You're telling people about it, and then it gives you the same energy as if you've already done it. So then you don't actually have the energy to physically then do it.
I didn't know that.
I read this.
You know what? I think that's a problem for a lot of guys that I know. They talk their business. I've got this great plan idea. And I've got this great idea. Yeah. And they tell you all about it. And then three years down the line, they're like, my brother, well, I'm to the something you had the last... something, then they got all these different excuses as to why it didn't happen. This one never phoned, this one and that one. And I'm like, yo, every time. So maybe that's what it is.
Honestly, okay, it releases, that's... it gives you that same energy. Mm. So what, now I try to actually, I don't even know. I just read a lot.
Just one random thing. A bit like me. Yeah. It's a random knowledge that you pick up and it sticks with you.
And honestly, you just need to do it. At least get it started and then speak about it. And then, you know. And then you can talk about it. Just be like, okay, this is what I've done.
So this is the Naked Love Podcast with me, Fiona Anderson. It's all right. This is the Naked Love Podcast. We're talking about boundaries. Mm-hmm. Just talking about mental. We've gone through dating. We've gone through church. So we're talking about people and your failures. Do you tell people about your failures? That you failed? I don't.
I don't tell people
my plans. I just do them.
Yeah, it depends what you want. Like sometimes I have something that I failed at that I'm holding on to because I am going to share it, but I want God to give me the testimony first.
Okay.
I have a video, I have everything that I can't wait to actually share that failure.
A good video, not naughty video.
Uncle Tio! Uncle Tio!
I just checked.
But honestly, I have this, like, it was quite an emotional period. And I thought, no, I'm going to film myself crying. Like, I was crying. I was really upset about the whole thing. And I said, I'm going to film this moment because I know I'm going to use this as a testimony later. Fantastic. So, God, you hear me, Lord?
It will come. You will know when the time is right.
I can't wait. So, in that sense, yes, I think once the testimony comes, you can share, look, this is what we've been through. This is what we've gone through. You know, and also it's the same thing with certain people's good news, you know, like people, you know, getting married, getting pregnant, having a new job. Sometimes people choose not to share these things.
Nothing.
Wow.
If you know, you know. That's just me.
Yeah.
That's just me. I'm just like, if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't, then that's fine. And you might see a post. If you look at my social media, there's very few personal posts on there.
See, that's interesting.
That's just me, because I'm just like, when I first came on it, you know, you get the excitement, sending a few pictures. I'm like, I'm not posting that. You know, people, this is what I'm having for dinner, and this is what I'm like.
Yeah, I remember when social media was like that. Now it's a bit more different, I feel. I don't feel like people always post their dinner, but that was, oh my gosh, that was a phase, wasn't it?
I don't know. I just thought, this is stupid.
Literally dinner, stupid. Your dinner, like every night. Yeah, ooh,
did I post when I got married? I think I had to because my wife did.
Yeah.
So I put up like one or two.
And
pictures.
That's lovely news. That's about lovely news. And I think, like, pregnancy, for example, see, a lot of people don't. And everybody, how can I put it? Everybody has, you know, it's each to their own, I would say. Honestly, each to their own. Because some people, it's all how you feel led.
Mm.
For some people, you might think, yes, I want to share. Other people, you don't. Yeah. I know in Nigeria, some people are very superstitious that don't share. They can speak bad words over your baby.
I think that's across all cultures, because the same in the Caribbean.
Yeah, they'll just be like, oh, no, don't share before it's time, because, you know, they can speak this over your baby. Yeah. But then at the same time, for pregnant women, like, there's so many... like Mum's Net, there's so many different, you know, Black Mums podcast. There's so many different things of people.
Dope Black Mums.
Dope Black Mums. Shout out. You know, there's so many things that are there for people to access. So if you're pregnant, you know, it's lovely to be able to have these information out there. These YouTubes, there's people who are documenting their whole pregnancy.
That was a bit much, man.
I think it's brave. I think it is brave.
I've seen people give birth on thing. I'm like, that's like, why would you do that?
But I think that's beautiful, though.
Why would you?
I think that's beautiful because you want to record that. Like, but that.
Why? I can understand you recording it personally, but why then share it to the whole world?
Because I just feel like it's something that isn't spoken of
you
enough.
You don't need to speak about it.
One of us came into the world that way.
Yeah, but I don't need to. We see it. We know.
How do we know if you don't see it?
I don't need to see your personal.
One born every minute. I don't like to watch One Born Every Minute. I think it's a bit too gruesome.
I don't need to see your personal video of you.
It doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be. I've seen some beautiful birth videos that just make
me
cry.
How is it beautiful?
Oh my gosh.
Tell me what's beautiful about it.
Just beautiful in the sense that they were so calm. They were just, you know, it was just beautiful seeing a new life come into being. Oh, when I think about it, it's so exciting. It's just so beautiful.
I'm going to speak to Kathy after she had her first child and tell me about it. It was beautiful, yeah?
Yes, I will. Yes,
it was so
beautiful. Thank you. Yes.
I looked so great.
Oh. Trust me. I don't know how I'm going to look, but I know it will be a beautiful experience. It will be a beautiful experience. It will be a testimony.
No cussing your husband.
It will be a testimony. If God wills, I will film it and I will share the testimony.
Yeah, film it and hear her cussing her husband. Look
Never.
What you've done to me. This is pain. Just breathe, baby. Just breathe. Breathe. I want to punch in your head.
Nope.
Okay.
Honestly, let's see. Let's see. I remember this. I'm glad it's recorded. This is recorded, everybody. It's recorded. So let's see.
But yeah, it is. Like, I don't post pictures of my children. That's my boundaries. So
okay.
I don't post pictures of my children. Even the adult ones.
Mm.
But I don't post pictures of them.
Fair enough.
No, I don't. I just can't be bothered. It's like, you don't need to see my children.
Yeah. See, and I get that. Like, I know I used to have a page for my nieces, like an Instagram page that
I would share. Twins.
Yeah, from the twins. Yeah, bless them. And then at one point, you know, their mum said, you know, can you please take it down? I don't feel comfortable with that. Like, we had agreed. We had set it up together. She was controlling it. I was controlling it together with her. But then her mind changed. And I just had to respect that. I said, these are your children. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you feel like this is a boundary you want to put in place, I will respect that. And, you know, sometimes you just feel, okay, I want to protect my children, you know, from the ills of this world.
Yeah.
Or
plus,
you know,
people
and
getting familiar with your children.
Too familiar, perhaps.
Like, oh, that's the... And they're going out. Oh, that's the twins. And they feel like they can have access to them because... They're on social media.
I just said, you know what, I'm not a mom. I don't know you know how that, but I just respected it. Do you know what I mean?
That was
a boundary she wanted to put in place and I respected that. So yeah.
This is Naked Love with me, Theo Manderson, and Miss Kaffi, aka a cup of Kaffi.
You know.
And you don't even drink coffee, that's the joke, isn't it?
Kaffi is my name. A cup of me.
Because people will say coffee and I say, no, she doesn't drink coffee. She drinks Kaffi though.
You know, a dose of me. Hallelujah.
So are there scriptures about boundaries? So there's one in Proverbs. It says,
yes, I love Proverbs.
Everyone loves Proverbs.
It's blunt.
Yes, it's just I love words, man.
No playing, no messing about.
So Proverbs 25:17 says, seldom set foot in your neighbor's house, too much of you, and they will hate you. And they're not going to people business too often.
Listen, but I feel like everybody can relate. You all have this thing. We all have that one person. You're like, oh yeah, you can come over anytime.
And
then they start coming over anytime. You're like, okay.
They're not in. We're not in. Turn the lights off.
Turn the lights off. So I think this is very true, you know. I don't know about seldom. You know, it doesn't have to necessarily be seldom, but, you know, if anything, too much of anything isn't good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, too much of anything.
Moderation.
Exactly.
There's another one in Proverbs 22:28 says, do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your ancestors. That's an interesting one.
It is. And I think that's more, I think, about tradition.
Traditions and history. And
you know,
stuff. Yeah,
I think it is lovely to follow traditions and to keep traditions going. You know, sometimes you do have to move with the times.
Yeah.
At times, you can move with the times. But it is lovely to just say, look, this is what we've been doing in our family for X amount of years. It's just sweet. It's nice.
We do our thing.
You know?
One more in Acts 17:26. For one man, he made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. So this is our point of time in history. This is it.
It is. Yeah. And when you say that now, when you read that, I actually just think, wow, like, it's true. The boundaries, God is so amazing. Even the earth,
Yeah.
Is split into boundaries.
Everywhere's boundaries.
Like, man, there's what, like, there's a place where the sea starts, the land starts. Like, there's boundaries. Oh,
that one always fascinates me, you know.
Honestly.
That one fascinates me the most out of any boundary, that the water and the start of the land. I'm like, how?
Honestly.
How can you just decide, I'm stopping here? Right here.
So
that's
cool.
Enough. We're not getting any further. That's it. I'm like, how? And there's so much water there. There's
yes, and it doesn't mix. It doesn't go over.
No,
it just,
it's like, that's
wow,
amazing.
That's amazing.
That's how Lord says, that's how you make a boundary.
You know?
If I can make a boundary of water, you
and
can make a boundary
stop
with a man not to touch your hand. Simple.
Very
you
true.
You can make boundaries, because that's an amazing. Because I look at the water, when I go to the sea, I'm like, why is it not just pushing further?
Further.
He's got the waves coming in.
Yes.
Like, there's a beach in Ghana, Labadi Beach, and it's just waves after waves after waves. And it doesn't go any further.
Wow. It knows, like, when to stop.
Just stops, it just, like, whew, fizzles out. And like,
that bursts my brain.
Yeah, that one's, that's God's infinite wisdom that we cannot fathom and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Exactly.
So if God can make boundaries to the sea, we can make boundaries.
Exactly. Make and boundaries. I mean, let's look at Jesus's example. Mm-hmm. He had boundaries. Like, he actually, I remember reading the gospel, you know, and he would have boundaries. He would, like, talk. Sometimes there were too many people on the land. He would talk from a boat.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And have that separation. Or he would go out and be alone. Like, he just spoke to thousands of people. Then he would go off by himself. He was like, nope, I need my time. I need my time with God. I mean, look at Matthew 14. It says, after he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. Mm. And I really resonate with that, because I'm someone who, I love people. I can be around people. I love people. But I also need that time to recharge and be alone. And if I don't get that, then I can't be with people as effectively as I would like to be.
And people need to, and that's an important thing. You need to, you need to have that alone time.
Yes.
Some people find it uncomfortable being alone, but you just need to enjoy yourself, man. Mm-hmm. You need to be by yourself, enjoy your presence and
your own company.
If you don't enjoy your own company, then you can't expect anybody else to enjoy you.
Oh, that's a good point. I never thought about it like that.
Because you don't know what you like.
Yeah, that's true.
You're too busy trying to please people, man. Enjoy yourself. Go out by yourself. That's a good
go out for. I used to do that. I used to go out for dinner by myself and have a good old time. They'll be like, "Oh, is there anybody else coming? No, just me."
Did you talk to yourself?
No, I didn't. But I remember someone telling me, have a date night with God. And I remember doing that in my house one time. And really lovely.
That's nice.
It was just like, hey, Lord, it's me and you tonight.
And he's like, oh, gosh, Charlie, where's this one? Need a date. That's when your husband came the following year, right? He's like, we ain't doing this again. We done.
That's a good point. Probably it was the following year,
like,
actually.
Okay,
no joke.
We can't be doing this on a regular basis. Let's, you know what?
Let me dial him up.
Let me get her husband now. Let's just bring him. It's a bit earlier, but let's just bring him in.
Let's do it. Aww. And I mean, Jesus set such a good example of saying no as well.
Yes.
Like, he said no, you know, and he said no to the demands of the crowds, you know. They were telling him, oh, do this, do a sign and wonder, perform a sign and wonder. He's like, I'm not just going to do it just because you tell me
I'm
to.
I'm not a puppy show.
You know, exactly. Do what does it say? Do here in your own town the things we heard you did over in Capernaum. And he said, no, give us today the bread you gave us. He said, no, I'll give you bread from heaven. Like, he actually had those boundaries.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
said he knew when to say no. You know, I'll never forget the when he turned over the tables. Like, he had limits. He was like, no, that's unacceptable.
You're taking liberties now.
Yeah, you're taking liberties now. Mm. And even with the help of others, it's a boundary to know when you need to ask for help.
Yes.
Some people don't. That was me. I still struggle till today to ask for help for people. You know, but that's a good boundary to have, to know, okay, you know what? I'm actually tired now. I actually do need some help.
Mm.
That's a boundary you need to have with yourself to know, okay, this is my time to ask for help from others. And Jesus did that. Do you know what I mean? He accepted Simon's help with carrying the cross. The donkey he rode into Jerusalem was borrowed. You know, when he fed the 5,000, it was from what a small boy gave him. He said, who's got food here? And the small boy's like, oh, I've got five.
I've got my little lunch.
I've got my packed lunch.
Would you have shared it?
Would I have shared it? Ooh, that's a good point. Would I have shared it? Lord, I'll leave that one with you.
I would have given them a couple of fishes, but I'm having...
Maybe I would have halved it. Be like, okay, you can have some. Break up a tiny crumb of bread. God help us.
Yeah, that's why we wasn't there. That's why it wasn't
right? I love it.
Knowing me, it wouldn't even have lasted that long. I would have eaten it a long time. Because I'm not good with packed lunch. Like, the first time. I know if I got food there, I'm going to eat it.
You're going to eat it. You're just going to grab it. It's going to be like, yeah, I'm going to have it. True. So it's interesting. Like I said, you know, there's sometimes we have to create boundaries for ourselves. But also there's the whole point of, you know, respecting other people's boundaries, you know, between, you know, the difference between helping and imposing. So you could ask for help, or then there could be like imposing, or somebody could be asking you for help, or sorry, could be asking you for advice, and then you're imposing their opinion. Like, I had a friend who told me, unfortunately, that she was getting abused.
Okay.
That basically that the partner, the person she was seeing, had slapped her before. And my first instinct was, get the heck, like, what the, what, girlfriend, what are you doing? Like, get out. And I just thought, and I caught myself, and I just thought, people have probably said this to her 100 times. Do you know what I mean? And at me trying to shove it down her throat, like, what are you doing? Like, why on earth are you still there? You know, but I just had to catch myself and be like, okay, no, let me not impose it. And I started asking questions. Like, is there something you enjoy about it? Is there something you enjoy about the, like, what are the other things that are keeping you there, weighing it up? But I had to catch myself, because sometimes when you feel so passionate about what you're discussing, you do impose. Yeah. You're like, get the... You know, I was like, get the heck up. You know, I was so passionate.
Yeah, boundaries are hard, and people crossing and knowing somebody's boundaries, you have to be mindful of that. Very mindful of somebody's boundaries. And people kind of, they don't say it, but they kind of imply it. Sometimes they say, you know, I'm not really comfortable with that. I don't like that. Listen to that.
Yeah.
That's them saying, that's my boundary. Like, let me give you an example. So someone will say, oh, let's go to the bar.
Yeah.
Let's go to a wine bar or something like that. I'm not really comfortable with that. That's them putting up their boundaries and like, don't push it any further. Yeah. Oh, okay. And I'll say, yeah, come on, man. Let's have a, it's only one little drink. It's like, no. And if they come, they're not going to be comfortable or whatever it may be. So it's about being mindful. Just listening to somebody's, when they say, I'm not comfortable with that, I'm not too sure.
And respecting it.
And just respect it. Don't feel like, oh, you're prude, or you're this, or you're that. It's, someone's having a boundaries. That's they're not comfortable with it.
Exactly.
Because you don't know what the experiences has been. That's why true. They don't like it.
That's true. Or why they don't want to drink. Yeah. Like, a lot of the time, I just don't want to drink. Not because of anything. I just don't really like the taste of alcohol.
Yeah, there you go.
But the amount of times it's been shoved out. Oh, just come on. Just come one on, drink.
One drink. It can't
just
hurt
one.
You.
Oh, come on.
You don't know if that person was an alcoholic.
Before. Once upon a time. It's true.
You don't know. So just listen. If someone's got a boundary, that means that's their boundary. And they don't want to be rude and disrespectful and saying F off or whatever.
Yeah, stop asking me.
They don't want to do that. They want to be respectful and say, look, it's not me. Because some people get really angry and annoyed, and then sometimes, was it that block thing that you lot do? Block people. Sometimes people block you and you don't realize why they blocked you.
Well, yes, true.
Because you've been trying to impose your wills on them and ways, and they're not interested. They're not interested.
That's true.
So do you think it's okay to have boundaries in marriage, like in your relationship? Is it okay?
I think yes. I think it needs to be. Again, I'm in my marriage anyway. I would love if there were no boundaries. I would love to just like be with my husband 24/7, know exactly everything we're doing. Know.
You have an obsession with this, you know, about knowing everything.
I would love
to. You know what it was? I was listening back to on the podcast and you was talking about wanting to be in your children's eyes.
Oh my gosh, I would love that. I would love it. But I know obviously God has created us the way we've created us. Like everybody needs to grow. But I would just love to. Honestly, I would love to just be like literally one with my husband. Like I would love us to be one body and we're both going out doing the same thing. Like honestly, it's a bit of a weird fantasy or desire.
Yeah.
But
I'd find that extremely boring.
Oh no, I would love it. It would just be so cool about? To be together 24/7.
What would we talk about?
I don't know. It was just I would love it. I would love it.
Lord. I like the fact that we're two different things and then we can come together and we can talk.
Yeah, I
about
know.
Our day and different
that is
things,
true. And my husband likes that as well. And I do enjoy it. It does give us conversation.
Yeah, and plus it breaks up your, you know, everyday thing. If we're doing everything together, we got nothing, you know, come evening time, I don't want to talk to you now. I spoke to you all day.
I don't see it like that.
Because what are we going to talk about? We've been speaking all day.
But then you talk about how the day, like, oh yeah, remember when that guy, that was so weird that that guy did this, or it was so funny seeing this. No, oh, remember this, remember that.
I love it.
But it is good to have boundaries, because you are still your own individual people. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And on Judgment Day, God's not going to say, oh, you know, your husband, you're still going to be standing there on your own.
On your own.
You're not there's no marriage in heaven.
No, there's no.
Do you know what I mean? You're still going to be standing on your own, yeah, on Judgment Day. So I feel like you should cultivate like your own relationship with God, even if you're married. You know, obviously pray together, have that relationship, build it together, but also still have your own relationship. So things like that. Also, you know, sometimes your husband or your wife might be asking too much of you, might be demanding too much from you. Like if you're, for example, if you're at home and then, you know, someone's gone to work, they've come back home and they're like, oh, you haven't done this. And it's like, hold on, no, like I need to have time for myself. Or your person's been out, they come back and it's like, okay, you take care of the kids now. I think it is important. So like we saw with Jade and Jason, you know, that was an issue of a boundary. Do you know what I mean? Like, should we be talking about our relationship with other people? And you know, my husband knows, and a lot of people probably know, that I did do that a lot. I did talk about other people, and you know, I mean, I did talk about my husband with other people indiscriminately, which was my problem.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Because well, and he would tell me, why are you talking? I'm like, oh, but you're my favorite topic, I just want to talk about you.
So you was talking about him in a positive light, like this is what my
not
husband does.
Not necessarily positive. If something was happening, if something wrong was happening, or if just... I felt, I would talk about it with my, because the way I deal with things is I like to talk it out. I like to, like, speaking it out loud and discussing it verbally helps me sort it in my head.
Yeah.
But again, I at that time, I didn't have the wisdom of who I was discussing it with. Yeah, do they really have my best interests at heart? Or they just, they want gossip. They just want to know what's going on.
In business.
Yeah. And I had to learn that boundary. Mm. I had to learn the difference. And now, you know, again, our communication is better that I can actually discuss with my husband.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to discuss with so many people once. If you've discussed with the person it concerns, you know. But I am also weary. Like, there should be... I'm also wary, sorry, of the fact that there should be someone who can talk to. Because sometimes that's why, you know, people might be in an abusive situation and they think, oh, no, I can't discuss my marriage or my relationship with somebody, anybody else. That's not the case. You know, just have wisdom. Have your trusted person or your trusted people that you can discuss it with if there's something you can't discuss with your partner.
Women are better than men anyway. That's a much... Men will tend to keep it in, bottle it in.
Yeah.
We might discuss it with our... But if you've got a bona fide bridging that, you know, be discussed, you might discuss it with them. But it's important to have someone to talk to about
it.
And not keep it in, because it can fester and become a problem. And later on, you start to explode all over the place.
Yes.
And take everything.
And people won't understand. They'll be like, where did this come from? Yeah, exactly. They don't know you've been bottling it up for ages. So
find someone you can trust in. It doesn't have to be the pastor. It doesn't have to be the pastor. Pastor doesn't have the answer for everything. You just be a bona fide friend. It doesn't have to be a Christian. It just could be your friend.
Yeah, someone.
That's that you just, you know, you trust and you care and you talk about.
I was going to say, it could be your dog.
Could be.
Do you know what I mean? Sometimes just speaking things out.
Just speaking
honestly.
It out, and you can hear yourself. Record yourself.
Record
yourself.
Gosh. I send texts. Sometimes there's texts that I want to send to my husband. Like, I'm so angry. I'm like, drrr. And I realize once I've just written the text, I don't actually need to send it anymore.
Yeah, you've got
I've
it
got
out.
It out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's certain things. That. There's certain things I could say. I remember times, like, I can see myself and I know I can say this and I know it will really hurt him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just, you know, I just write it out and I'm like, nah, I'm bigger than that.
That's too much.
I'm bigger than that.
That's too much.
You know? What do you think about having like a home, like a house that anyone can come in and out of unannounced? Like family and friends can just pop over with no notice. What do you think of that?
I wouldn't have a problem with that. My wife would.
I was going to say I would, yeah.
Yeah, my wife would. I wouldn't have a problem with it, but my wife would.
Yeah,
because she's as I said, she's got her boundaries and her set time and work. You know, that's her. Even her friends know not to call. Like, she doesn't get many phone calls during the week.
Yes.
Or on this, because she works in a school, literally half term, she gets phone calls and stuff like that.
Interesting.
Because people have known over the years, don't bother her. She's not going to answer you. She's not going to get involved. She's going to give you short, like, yeah. But she's learnt to... like, you know, relax the boundaries a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you lose touch with people.
That's true. That's true.
And then you feel left out.
Mm.
Like, hello, everybody, I'm here. And it was like, yeah, okay. We busy now.
I hear you.
So she's learned to kind of like,
have that.
Sometimes
balance.
The boundaries can, you know, restrict you from seeing people.
That's true.
So it's all good having the boundaries, but then that works for you. But then when you decide that, oh, I want to reach out now, the other people are like, yeah, I ain't got no time for you.
Mm. You didn't have so time having for me. That, having the boundaries there, but knowing when to relax them.
Yeah,
when
to be flexible.
Yeah,
with them,
be flexible. Be that's flexible the word I'm looking boundaries. For.
Can't just be rigid. Like, this is me. Don't phone me between 9 and 5. And then when something happens, why didn't you call me? You said not to call you between 9. Yeah, but this is an emergency. Hey, you said 9 and 5, huh?
Wow.
And that's what happens. People miss out on things. You miss out on things because you're so rigid, and people don't phone you. You find out later on, 2 days later, 3 days later, and it's like, you feel left out.
You do.
You feel left out in the world, like, nobody's telling me anything.
Yeah, you? I hear that.
So, yeah. So she's learned to relax her boundaries and not be so rigid and be a bit more flexible, because mm-hmm. it's a boundary. It's not set in stone. It's your own personal thing, isn't it?
True. Very true.
Something that you decided, right, this is the wall of Jericho. We're putting it up. You got to march around it 7 times
before
I even say hello, and then you got to march around it another 7 times before I open the door, and then once you get inside, wipe your feet. This, yeah, no, that's all good.
I hear you. Nice one. I mean, well, to round it up, I feel like there's a few helpful boundaries that you can set,
yeah.
Such as making time in your relationship, like yes, having that, yes. Like having a date night. Me and my husband need to be more disciplined about that. Like life happens,
yeah.
But I think that's a really nice boundary to have, to say, look, on this particular day every week or every month, this is the day for us to just go out and date each other. Do you know what I mean?
Nice,
have that
important,
date night.
Important.
Reconciliation, like you guys know. Don't let anything fester overnight. That's what our rule is, you know. Sleep in the same bed. Sleep in the same bed.
That's a boundary.
Even if you've had an argument, you know, make sure, you know, talk, repent, forgive, make up, move on. I mean, you're in this for life together. So, you know, and also things like just discussing what you wouldn't say, even if you're angry. Like, I would never swear. Oh, have I sworn at my husband before? Let me check that before I say that.
Yeah,
I would never.
You tend to say, you swore at me yesterday. You forget.
I've never sworn at my husband. I think I have said maybe a word that I wouldn't normally say in the heat of a moment, but I don't think I've ever sworn at him. And just having transparency, I think that's a good boundary to have. Just be transparent. Again, you know, communication makes the world go round.
Yes, it does. It does.
So, yeah.
In a relationship, communication is important. But as you know, on Naked Love Podcast, we have a space for a special guest to give us their tips on boundaries this week. So they've got 60 seconds to get it all out.
Whoop, whoop. 60 seconds
the clock is ticking. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock.
Go, go, go.
Hi, I'm Fiona Baines from Time for Marriage, and here are my top tips on boundaries. Basically, it's all about communication. Have you had a conversation about the areas that you need boundaries and how you're going to establish them? For example, with families, have you talked about how often you want to see each other's families, what you're okay with? And friendships, you know, it's not given that you're going to get on with each other's friends. And what are you comfortable about your partner sharing about you or your marriage with their friends? What about hanging out with the opposite sex? Personally, I go to the cinema with a male friend because my husband and my friend's wife don't like to see movies at the cinema, really. So we go together, and my husband's comfortable with that. We've had a good conversation. And by talking and agreeing what you're comfortable with, you'll automatically establish boundaries. Finally, check out Time for Marriage at timeformarriage.org.uk.
Thank you very much for that.
Nice one.
Very good. Boundaries, very important.
Definitely. And I hope, you know, all of us will be able to know and have wisdom in setting boundaries, respecting other people's boundaries, and also knowing when to relax them a little bit.
Yes,
so
that's right.
To know, to make space for life. I mean, we can be as planned as we want to about life, but life happens.
Yep.
So I really hope you guys have enjoyed that.
That's definitely. And before we go, we got a listener question. At the end of every podcast, we ask a listener will leave us a question, and all they have to do is just call us Auntie Kathy and Uncle Phil.
You know,
as Miss Kathy likes to call me, Uncle Phil. So the question this week is: Dear Auntie Kathy and Uncle Phil, I found out my boyfriend introduced himself to another lady's family before we got serious. What do I do? I love him so much. I don't understand that question.
So
I found out my boyfriend introduced himself to another lady. So what's the problem?
I think it's the thing of speaking to more than one person at a time. So he was speaking to somebody else
before he got serious with her.
Yes.
And so what's the problem with that? So
I don't think it's necessarily a problem.
Look, Mavis, relax, Mavis. He's with you. You've got him. You've won. Whichever the woman was, the another lady's family. Yes, he introduced himself but you came out on top. Let it go, man.
Yeah.
Let it go.
As long as he has also let it go. As long as there's nothing else there. Like, okay, I introduced myself to his family. Unless you're talking about a typical marriage introduction. If you're talking about an introduction, like a cultural introduction. Yeah. But again, if he decided you're the one for him and there's nothing else there, then let it go.
It's gone, man. It's happened. He's with you. Or maybe he's not with you, Mavis. Is there something more you need to tell us?
Mm-hmm. That's the question. Mm-hmm. As long as you are sure of his love for you, his desire to be with you, then nobody else should. You shouldn't worry about anybody else.
Yeah, it's the past. It's gone. He chose you. You won.
You won, baby girl.
Unless, as they said, put a ring on it. Has he put a ring on it, Mavis?
That's the question.
If he hasn't put a ring on it, Mavis, then you need to talk to him. Say, yo, brother, put on a ring.
What's going on?
Say, yo, fix
if you
up
like
yourself.
It, then you gotta put a ring on it.
That's the song. I couldn't remember the song. I just remember there's a song.
But honestly, if it's done, if it's you know in the past, let it be. Let it be.
Don't hold on to it.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Mavis. And don't forget, if you're listening, we can help you with your dilemma too. Just email us at studio2@premier.org.uk. Or you can send us a message on Insta, Twitter, or Facebook at Premier Gospel. Mm-hmm. And you guys, yeah, that's it. Premier Gospel.
No matter what we talk about, it's always good to wrap it up in prayer. So we'll always have to say a short prayer. Dear merciful and mighty God, we give you thanks and we give you praise and we give you all the glory, Lord. We give you thanks for another episode of Naked Love, Lord. We give you thanks for this platform, Lord, that we're able to discuss freely and openly all your desires that you've decided for us, Lord. Lord, we give you thanks for the boundaries, Lord, that you showed us that boundaries don't have to be so rigid and that you are flexible. And you also created boundaries in your own life, Jesus, yes, that we also be able to stand for and understand that it's not about killing ourselves or being inflexible or being horrible to each other, Lord, but it's about just being strong and being convicted and focusing, Lord. Lord, we ask you to give you thanks and we give you praise, Lord, and we give you thanks for Kathy, Lord, and us and our producer as well, who's producing this program for us as well, Lord. We just give you thanks, everybody, and give you thanks for everyone that's listening. May they continue to be blessed and uplifted by this podcast. In your precious name of Jesus, we give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Lord. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Don't forget to follow Premier Gospel across all socials so that you can hear about the podcast. And please rate, review, and subscribe. So wherever you're listening to this, rate the podcast. Give us, you know, those nice little 5 stars, you know. And subscribe so that you don't miss an episode every week. Plus, if you love gospel music, you can hear the podcast mixed with great music every Sunday night on Premier Gospel from 9 p.m.
That's right.
And don't forget as well, if you're talking about us on socials, use the hashtag Naked Love Podcast so we can see you too.
Amen.
Thank you so much, everybody. And we are going to catch you next week.
Okay. Have a good week.
Same to you.
Ciao.
Bye. Ciao.
The Naked Love Podcast with Theo Manderson
and Kaffee, a.k.a. A Cup of Kaffee.